Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's time to chat some swimming today, and returning guest Lisa Raqueta. Welcome back onto the podcast today, Lisa. Nice to catch up. Welcome.
Thank you, Brad. Great to be back.
Lisa, you, when we spoke in our first chat, you mentioned you were an okay swimmer growing up, and swimming was something you were comfortable doing. Out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your weakest?
I would say the run is my weakest. I didn't have any competitive running, and it was something I just did for fun with no specific structure.
All right, so you're fairly comfortable in the swim. I mean, I'm looking at your swim times, and they're pretty good. I think most people would be satisfied with those sort of splits. Do you think there's still room for improvement on your swim times?
Oh, there definitely is. I hate to admit it, but swimming I spend the least amount of time on at the moment, mostly because I do have a background, and I need all the recovery I can get between the run and the bike sessions.
What's one of the things, I mean, looking back over your triathlon career, is there one thing you can sort of pinpoint and put your finger on and say, you know what, that's made probably the biggest difference to my swim performance?
I would say getting video analysis. I have a group called Boost Swimming, and they do open water clinics and video, and once a year they'll break down my stroke and go through what needs to be worked on. And that for me, I usually unfortunately get it done later in the year, so I don't have as much time to prepare and use it. But it definitely has changed the way I work on my freestyle stroke.
It's amazing. I see people bombing lengths and hours in a pool, and techniques not really great. That, I mean, it's such a small thing that if you took a bit of time and got some analysis and a bit of stroke correction, it can make a huge, huge difference and improve your performance massively.
That's right. And I always have to remind clients or people that struggle in the water that all of a sudden they're putting their body in a horizontal position. They're hypoxic, and they're forced to move through this dense area of water fast. So it's not easy. It's a very technical sport.
Yeah, it is. And it's weird. I think for those of us who come from a swimming background, we often forget about how difficult it is. That if you're lucky enough to come from that sort of background, you discount the fact that, it is something big. And a lot of people get into the sport not having that background. Some even have to learn to swim outright, in order to take part in an Ironman. So, we should never, never play it down.
No, definitely not. Very technical sport.
Lisa, as far as workouts, you say you don't spend that much time in the pool, and you should theoretically do more. But from a workout perspective, what do you love doing in the pool? What are some of your favorite workouts?
I would say I tend to work out with a group, Stanford Masters Swimming. And there's a coach there, Gina Kerr, that has some great more triathlon-specific training. And one of my favorites is doing 400 sort of at a sub-threshold where you don't start with gear and you gradually add gear, but your interval time decreases. So you're sort of forced to increase your speed, but you do have a little bit of assistance.
Right. And as far as the amount of swimming you do out of sort of cycling season when you are building up to an Ironman, I mean, how many swim sessions would you put in typically in a week?
Well, the cycling takes up quite a bit of my time. If I'm lucky, to be honest with you, I don't recommend this, but probably once or twice a month. However, this year, I'm aiming to change that, get in the water at least maybe once a week, just a recovery type, easy, easy swim.
See, that's incredible. Lisa, I think it's fantastic what you are able to do. I mean, your swim times are fantastic with that sort of amount of swimming. But yeah, brilliant. You're obviously a natural in the water, and we look forward to seeing what happens when you do increase that sort of frequency a bit more in the coming season.
Yeah, definitely hope so.
Lisa, thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. We look forward to catching up next time around to talk a little bit about cycling, your sort of wheelhouse, what you're really good at, and some of the things you've done to get better on the bike. But we'll save that for another day. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.